Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Ulama Profile with myself, Ubaidullah Boja. We share the next 50 minutes with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. We have a jam-packed show. We have quite a bit of messages already in. We have quite a bit of voice notes as well. We profile today Maulana Tahir Gleek rahmatullahi alayhi from Cape Town. A special thanks to a colleague and a brother of mine, Maulana Ahmed Dokrata, who put the whole thing together for me. May Allah ta'ala bless him. And he's been instrumental in putting this program together. And he knew Maulana personally, and inshallah at the ending, we will hear an emotional tribute of Maulana Ahmed Dokrat to Maulana Tahir Gleek. But joining us this evening, Qari Hassan Gleek, the son of Maulana Tahir. Qari Sahab, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, wa maulana Ubaidullah, and to all the listeners of Radio Islam.
Qari Sahab, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless you, your family, your mom, your siblings, and Allah ta'ala grant you the ability to be able to withstand such a colossal loss, and Allah grant you ni'ma al-badal, insha'Allah.
Ameen, insha'Allah.
Qari Sahab, we're speaking about Maulana Hassan Gleek. Who is Maulana Hassan Gleek, Qari Sahab? Can you introduce Maulana Hassan to the listeners of Radio Islam International?
My name is Hassan Gleek. I'm the eldest son of the late Mullah Tahir Gleek, and I'm 22 years old.
And tell me, your father, you want to give us a brief family background to your father, Maulana Tahir?
Yes, inshallah. My father was born on the 17th of July, 1971. In Cape Town. My father was the second eldest son of Ridwan Gleek and the late Fatima Peters, rahimahullah. He was one of five children. He was the second youngest of five children. And my father basically grew up in a very poor community and came from a humble background. And my father married my mother, Rahma Brina, in December 1995.
MashaAllah, tell me, Qari Sahab, your father, in terms of his initial education, where did he study and where did he learn his hifz and thereafter study to become an alim?
You know, Maulana, my father would always tell us that his first mu'allima or teacher was his mother. We taught him how to recite the Quran. And in his earlier years, he studied Hifz and Hafiz Adnan Rawood. And also, he attended classes at Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel's. He matriculated at Pekanil High School in the year 1992. And then he studied at Darul Uloom, Newcastle, for an alim, 6 years, and graduated in 1999. And in between those 6 years, he left to Cape Town to get married. So in between that 6 years, he took a break. I think it was in his third year, he returned to Cape Town to get married. And thereafter he completed his studies.
We have quite a few messages. Assalamu alaikum, it's Ashika Moses. I just want to say how much Maulana Tahir meant to me. He never said anything or anyone. He always helped people in need of anything. When Maulana Tahir was alive, he wouldn't want to see his loved ones sad. He always puts a smile on people's faces. I will never forget the day he gave my baby cousin's name, and then I asked Allah to grant the opportunity for Maulana Tahir to give my children's names, and Allah didn't give Maulana that opportunity, but it was Maulana Tahir's time that was up. What I really want to say, may Allah grant Maulana the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen.
Ameen.
Ameen. There's another message coming in. Assalamu alaikum. I'm the son of Maulana Tahir Gleek. My father was an amazing man. When it came to family business, he always put Allah first. He always loved Allah and feared Allah. He was a man that always wanted to help people. He never judged people. They could be of poor or wealthy. He was a man that could speak to anyone. And he always treated everyone with respect. was humble, he always used to tell us that this world is not forever, and don't work for this world, work for the hereafter. He was a man that was there for the people. He always wanted to help and give people wherever he could. My father treated his mother and wife as queens, and he gave his children what was good for them. My father taught me and my siblings the wisdom of Allah, his book, and alhamdulillah, we are all hafizul Quran. One is currently busy. My father was a blessing and couldn't ask for better. I am grateful for Allah who bestowed me with such a great blessing. Listeners, I think it's an important aspect for us to take note of, that all Maulana's children are huffaz, and they all have learned the Quran and by heart of it. And for us, this thing is a very important aspect. Another message coming in, Assalamu alaikum. I am Najli Peters, the eldest sister of Maulana Tahir. He was very humble, caring, and dedicated to the deen. To us, he was a brother, a friend, and he always played a fatherly role in our lives. He was an amazing husband to his wife and dad to his kids. It was a great honor to have him as our brother. He was an excellent role model. He lived his whole life for the sake of Allah. May Allah grant my brother Tahir Leek the highest of places in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So there's quite a few messages coming in, and I've got quite a few, but we will go through it as well. Respected listeners, we are speaking about Maulana Tahir Leek from Cape Town. He was one of the ulama that served the area there well, and his son Qari Hassan is with us this evening. Qari Sahib, after your father had graduated, we have graduated in Newcastle or in Cape Town?
In Newcastle.
Newcastle. Once he graduated, what were some of the services that he offered to the community of Cape Town?
Okay, when he returned to Cape Town, he taught at the Islamic High School for a while in Cape Town, Darul Arqam, and thereafter he became Imam at Masjid al-Dawah in Beacon Valley, which is plain. Yeah, Imam Maulana Yusuf was one of the Imams of Masjid al-Dawah. In the year 2001, he became Imam at Masjid al-Dawah. He was also a commissioner of Oats, and he had classes during the week for the elderly people, and also Saturday and Sundays after Fajr. He taught Hadith and Tafsir.
We have some messages that are coming in. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Mishka. I'm a student at the late Maulana Tahir Leek and wife Muallima Rahma Leek from Madras Al Ansar in Beacon Valley. There's so much I would like to say, but let me keep this short. Muallima was a respected Muslim and a kind-hearted man. He was always the ear to people when they needed someone to speak to. He was the hand that helped when help was needed. He was well known in the community of Beacon Valley and always our Masjid al-Dawah. He will always be remembered by many. I make dua that Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We've been discussing quite a few issues that have already come about. We've spoke about the pre-family background. We spoke a little bit about his studies, some of his services to the community. Perhaps you want to touch a little bit on about him being a supervisor to the different maktabs in the Cape Town area?
Yes, he was overseeing quite a few projects in Cape Town, and he had a big passion for feeding the poor as well. So, and the overseeing different madaris in Cape Town. Like, he would visit the different projects every day during the week and checking up on the madaris.
The madrasas and the supervision, etc.
Yes. Yeah, and that is to check if everything goes smoothly.
Another message coming in, this is Maulana Tahir Leek's daughter. Maulana was excelled in all of the roles he played in this world. Alhamdulillah, but he was especially passionate about his role as a shepherd, as he liked to refer himself. Shepherd, and just an explanation for the listeners, shepherd meaning the shepherd of the household. As a father, he exhausted himself in giving the best to his children, always ensuring that they received everything they needed and more. Whether that meant spending hours on the road, as he insisted on dropping off and picking up all 8 of his children at the specific learning institution or holding my hand through my first day at university. Subhanallah, the first thing that my Abati did for me on that day was locate the Jamaat Khana at campus, testament to the fact that his main interest was the ultimate success of his offspring. This is an example of only one day of 22 years of unconditional support and wisdom from my father. He always encouraged us to put ourselves in the position of serving others, and that is what he was, a servant of Allah who delighted in serving the other people. He always described himself as the imam of the people and not to as he came from the community. Oh, as your Quran was one of my Abati's favorite lines, is not only memorizing but the maintenance of his children's hifz one of the biggest self-appointed priorities. His big heart, generous soul, and friendly nature made it easy for him to approach in the time of need. Surely his guidance will be missed, but it's not lost, as everything he advised us was rooted in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua that Allah grant my father Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. We wish to express shukr to those who have been making dua and supporting us through this time. May Allah increase all of you. Ameen. This comes from Fariha binti Morana Tahir League. So we can see, respected listeners, in terms of Morana's lifestyle, Morana being fairly young, that has passed away, not very elderly or not very old, but yet the service that Morana had and the impact that he had on his children, the impact that he had on the people around him, the aspect that stands out is the fact that he had so many children and yet he was able to make all of them a hafir. He was concerned about their well-being. He made sure and he persisted in terms of their Islamic education. A typical example, like the daughter says, that the first day that they get to the university, the father then identifies the place of prayer to make sure and emphasize to the daughter where her priorities lie. And if we can understand that and we can instill such teachings to our children, definitely it would have a positive impact. So that is some of the messages that are coming on. Allah Ta'ala make it such that we are able to imbibe some of these in our lives. Karissa, perhaps coming to you on a very personal level, what are some of the interactions that you had with your father that perhaps you could share with the listeners of Radio Islam?
Can you want to repeat that question?
I say, what are some of the interactions that you had with your dad that you can share with the listeners that inspire us and give us an understanding of what kind of a person he was?
My father, alhamdulillah, my father would teach us to love Allah and love the deen from a very young age, and always taught us to love the Quran, and wherever we went to go and recite, and wherever we took part in competitions, he always gave us advice, and it was always to remain humble in whatever we do, just to remain humble and thank Allah for the rahmah and for the blessings it has given us.
We have a few other messages coming in. It says, Assalamu alaikum. I am Aqila Kanamia, Alana Imam Tahir Lee's wife, class at Madrasa Al-Ansar. Just want to say, Marana Tahir was a very kind-hearted person. He didn't know me, but he touched my heart and many other people. Whenever I saw him at the masjid at the madrasa, I would greet him and he would respond. The day my muallima told me about his sickness, I was sad. I made a lot of dua for him. The day I heard he passed on, I could not stop crying. And I was in a state because I believed and I asked myself, but such a young person. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has everything for a reason. We don't know the pain he was going through, but we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Maulana, is there something else that you would like to add with regards to Maulana Tahir Lee and his personality and his service to the people of Cape Town?
Yes, I'd like to add to that. Alhamdulillah, Mawlana Tahir was very passionate in teaching the Deen of Islam, and one who tried his best in every aspect of his life. And people described him as being humble, well-mannered, and also a punctual man and reliable. And also that a man of his word, because he always told us that the munafiqs are people that does not stick to the promise, or they're not people that keep their word. And he believed that keeping a promise is a sign of iman, and respected people's time, and he embraced all parts of his life with enthusiasm, and acted in the best interest of others. And he was strict on also following the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Assalamu alaikum, comes a message. I relocated to Cape Town 5 years ago, and one of the first ulama that I met was Maulana Tahir Lee. He embraced me with warmth and was very humble. He grew to be close friends and shared many stories and experiences. He was a man of his word and always put Allah first in his advice and his dealings. He offered me and my family great support, encouragement during any difficulty. His family also welcomed us at all times, and we grew up from friends to family. He was a figure of the community and a stalwart. His sons and daughters are his legacy and his testament of his love of our deen, Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was an example of how all Muslims should live and love. He is truly missed. May Allah grant him the highest of stages in Jannah, and may his legacy always remain with us for the good work he did. The impact he made on so many people. It was an honor to have known Maulana, and he is dearly missed. This comes from Brother Muhammad Jiva and the Jiva family as well of Cape Town that knew Maulana so well. So these are some of the messages that have come in, respected listeners. We are speaking and discussing about the life of Maulana Tahir Lee. Maulana had passed away very much recently, and obviously the family, we always try and give them a bit of space, and we try and make it comfortable for them. It's really a very emotional thing to speak about somebody that's so close to you on live, on the radio. It's a challenge, and sometimes we have to understand and appreciate the challenge that some of the families go through to be able to prepare for the program and to be able to come on and speak about a person that was so close to them over such a long period of time. Maulana, I wanted to ask you, in terms of your father's relationship with people like Maulana Ahmed Dokrat and people like Uncle Ahmed Dokrat, and that perhaps share with us some sort of a understanding of the services they had offered to the people of Cape Town, especially visiting some of the madrasas in the more indigent areas and in the more areas whereby it was challenging for people to just go there.
Yes, Uncle Ahmed and the Dokrat family, they've been feeding and running madaris in Cape Town for the past 20 years, and Malatoir was one of the main overseers of the projects, and alhamdulillah, it started off as something professional, but they grew as family, and then my father was like one of Uncle Ahmed Dokrat's own sons. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. See, respected listeners, if you have something to share with us with regards to Maulana Tahir Lee, and if you have something that you would like to share with the listeners of Radio Islam International, you can give us a call. The number is 011-854-1548. Alternatively, you can send me a WhatsApp number. The number is 071-878-9748. 071-878-9748. And inshallah, we would read your messages live on air. Comes another message. Assalamu alaikum. We met Maulana Tahir and his wife 20 years ago on a personal and professional business basis, as he was always a good role model, and one thing that always stood out was his forgiving nature and his interaction with people. Maulana will be missed. May Allah grant him contentment, his family, and that comes from the Sa'deen family. Another message coming in. Assalamu alaikum. I am Shumis Leek, the niece of Maulana Tahir. Maulana has always been there for me through my life. He is more a dad than an uncle to me, but the best decision Maulana took in my life was sending me to Azazel to study the deen and supporting me through this journey. He inspired me. Seeing how firm he was on deen, I always looked up to him. I always felt honored from my childhood that Maulana was my uncle. Always practiced what he preached. He was my real life superhero, and may Allah grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Karissa, what I would like to do now perhaps is, maybe if we got about 10 minutes before we play some of the recordings that we have, is it possible that you could take us through your father's illnesses and obviously subsequent to that he's passing away from this world?
Can I repeat that question?
I said, could you take us through your father's illness and then subsequently he's leaving this world?
So he was diagnosed with motor neuron disease.
Okay.
In December.
Last year.
Last year, December, yes.
Okay. And then after that, he obviously there was a bit of deterioration in the health for the better part of the year.
Yes, yes. And then slowly started spreading through his body.
And when did your father pass away, Tarisa? When did your father pass on?
On the 11th of June.
11th of June.
2019.
We take a quick air break now, inshallah. When we return from the air break, we shall, inshallah, carry on with regards to the program.
It's the season's best fashion fabric trends, now available at Pay and Save. The Fabric and Bridal Center. From basic to beautiful to must-have exclusive pieces, eye-catching trims to match. The newest offerings from the most innovative designers. Exquisite beaded and embroidered fabrics, all now available only at Pay and Save. The Fabric and Bridal Center at No. 5 Pelican Avenue, Lanesia. Call 011-852-4910. Pay and Save. Usually unusual fabrics.
You know, it's a wonder how kids get anything done these days. With all the distractions, when do they even get time to study? As a mother, all I can really do is make sure they have all they need to perform at their best. That's why I choose to include Sunfoil Triple Refined Pure Sunflower Oil with every meal I make. Naturally cholesterol-free and approved by the Heart and Stroke Foundation as part of a balanced eating plan. So whether I'm cooking, frying or baking, I know every dish will be a wholesome one. Sunfoil, now we're cooking.
Radio Islam International has a vacancy for a social media manager. The preferred candidate should be able to manage our social media platforms, upload content, structure a schedule for campaigns, and give constructive feedback to the team. Experience will be an advantage. Interested applicants should email their CVs to hbubat@radioislam.co.za by 20 September 2019 at the latest. Apply now.
You're listening to Ulama Profiles on Radio Islam International.
We have a message coming on air. It's saying that the following is part of my last conversation with our dearly departed colleague and brother, Maulana Tahir. In which Maulana said, we are all growing old and death is inevitable. We will have to pass on. What matters is that we try and leave a legacy in the form of our children, on whom we must make an effort to establish the deen in their lives, so that we may reap the rewards in the akhirah. Deen in their lives will be our comfort. That comes from Maulana Mubarak Khan, a colleague of his. We have on the line now the daughter of Maulana Tahir Leek, Abba Fariha. Abba Fariha, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
JazakAllah for taking your time out this evening to share with regards to your father. Tell me, in terms of what we've discussed, probably you were listening, is there anything that you would like to add to the content of the program this evening?
Not. I think my brother probably did a good job at probably covering most of my brother, of my daddy's qualities, but I would also like to add that my daddy was a very involved person in the community. He wasn't scared to take steps in order to establish peace within the community, especially in our community of Mitchell Plain, as he regularly met with gang leaders and various people in the community to come about peace within our communities. And it didn't matter who you were to him, he always treated you with respect, irrespective of your background. And his friendly nature made it easy for you to also respond to him and to open up to him and to take him to aid and to allow him to influence you. And but I would say that was one of my father's outstanding qualities, alhamdulillah.
Tell me, in terms of your interaction with your father, what is a standout memory that you have of your father?
I think, as I mentioned with my message, was that my father, not like every day was kind of standout with him, because I always left with something valuable, some information that was valuable, especially now during his last days, alhamdulillah. We got to speak to him a lot, and he was always like, you always left in his conversation with something, having learned something new and something that you could use in your daily life. But I think the first day of my university was a very emotional day for me, and it was very stressful, and alhamdulillah, he physically held my hand through it and spent the whole day with me there, and made sure that I was picked up, and always reminded me of what is most important, which is attaining the pleasure of Allah and working towards our ultimate goal, which is Jannah, alhamdulillah.
Sister Fariha, from the team of Radio Islam, the Jamiatul Ulama, our condolences to yourself, your siblings, your mom, and obviously the greater community where your father served. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest of stages of Firdaus, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy for one and all. We now listen to three clips. They are fairly lengthy, the three clips put together, which will take us to the end of the program. This is Brother Zakaria. Brother Zakaria is the son of Brother Ahmed Dokrat. They work and they've been working for the last 20 years in Cape Town. And Mawlana Ahmed Dokrat himself was very close to Mawlana Tahir, and obviously one of the family members that have taken inshallah we do that, and we listen to the clip that will take us just till the news. We had a death now lately of a person of a alim in Mauritius, and obviously we've been hearing much about him. So inshallah next week we plan to have a tribute of Mufti Saab, and if we can do that, inshallah we hope to be inspired by Mufti Saab. Once again, my thanks to Mawlana Ahmed Dokrat, Qari Hassan, obviously Abba Fariha, and all of them that send the messages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you an appropriate replacement, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the best of both the world. Let us take a listen to the three clips, and that will take us to the 10 p.m. news.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Aisha Sheikh. Alhamdulillah, I have known the late Mawlana Tahir Lik throughout my life. Mawlana Tahir Lik was married to my beloved auntie, Mu'alima Rahma Lik, my mother's sister. As you know, we know him as our Kalu. Alhamdulillah, it was so an honor, and we as a family, we were really blessed to have Maulana part of our family, and Maulana has always been there for us and to guide us, and always, he was our role model, and he was our mentor, and we could always go to Maulana for any advices that we have. Maulana, we really took Maulana as our own uncle, and Maulana really took us as his own family, subhanallah. There's so much that we have learned from Maulana, even my husband as well. We would always speak about Maulana, the late Maulana Tahir Lik, the person that he was, the advices that he gave us. And 9 months ago, before Maulana has been diagnosed, he gave our son's name Harun, and we always learn from Maulana, and we have clips where Maulana gave us advices. And one thing that that stood out for me the most is that I will always remember Maulana is a hadith that he has taught us, and he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what we think of Allah. So if we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, and we think and we firmly believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us goodness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely bless us with goodness, and we carry our lives in such a manner. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us, we will always remember Maulana's words, Allah is what we think of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy for us. And when we look at the children, subhanallah, we can see Maulana's legacy has been left behind. The way they are, the way they carry themselves, subhanallah, being in the masajid every waq, always being good towards others, being there for others, beautiful character when it comes to family and friends of Maulana, subhanallah, absolutely amazing. And we miss Maulana so much. We feel sometimes lost without Maulana, as we could just depend on Maulana whenever we want some advice, or we have a function in the family. Maulana was always there for us as a family. We can only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and to protect us and to guide us to the right people. Ameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always put sabr and contentment in my aunt's house. We know she misses him dearly, but she will always encourage us to love what he has taught us, and to always remember us in our du'as, and to hold firmly onto the rope and deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the family sabr and contentment in their hearts, and also unite us all in Jannah one day. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Shukran wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The road to enlightenment, a path of spirituality, your companion toward Allah. Radio Islam International. The world is our community.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, when asked to say a few words about Maulana Tahir Lik, I was overcome by an element of anxiousness and trepidation, not because of nerves, but rather due to the fact that it is almost impossible to condense the sheer enormity of the man that he was into a couple of moments. To elaborate, for the Dokrat family, and especially my dad, Ahmed Dokrat, Maulana was not just a friend. He was a brother, a father, a confidant, and most notably, a pillar of strength with a wealth of knowledge. However, we cannot lay sole claim to him. He truly belonged to the people of Cape Town. Maulana was introduced into our lives almost 18 years ago, not long after my family began working with the Cape Town community. He was the first person my father saw when he got to the Cape, and the last person that he embraced before he left. My dad often regaled us of stories about Maulana. His phone never stopped ringing, a stream of pleas from people in difficulty. Maulana treated each one and case personally, with verve and passion. His help wasn't just monetary, but physical and emotional. This lifestyle would exhaust any one of us, but for Maulana it just seemed to make him stronger. From the alleys of Mitchell's Plain to the promenade of Clifton, Maulana was known and loved. He treated everyone the same, regardless of color, social standing or reputation. For me personally, Maulana was a sage, a treasure trove of endless and heartfelt advice. He was there when I got married. He was there to walk me through the streets of crime-ridden suburbs. And he was there when we buried my mother in General Baki. And each time I left him, I left a better version of myself. For me, the greatest asset a person can leave behind is one's family. And Maulana has 9 children that are half-heirs or in the process of becoming half-heirs. A wife and sons that continue to serve the community. Just recently, Brother Suleiman Patel said to me, he said, "It is a pleasure to eat, but it is double the pleasure to feed. It is satisfying to make money, but double the satisfaction to give it away. It is fulfilling to receive, but the ultimate fulfillment is to give." And Maulana Toya embodied these values. He lived by this creed, and he passed away, leaving this example. Maulana's demise was not just heartbreaking because of the inevitability of death, but rather because of the blessed way that he loved life. On behalf of my father and the entire Dhofar family, we pray that the Almighty Allah fill his qabr with nur and grant him the highest stages of Jannah. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Health, fitness, trends, technology. This is a new age, and we're together through it all. Radio Islam International. The world is our community.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبك وعلى آل حبيبك وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين Honorable listeners of Radio Islam International, we praise Allah تبارك وتعالى for the bounties of Iman in Islam and ask Allah to send His choicest salat and salam upon our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who follow them until the day of Qiyamah. We say Jazakallahu khair to our dear brother, our friend, Maulana Ubaidullah, for hosting this wonderful, this beneficial program regarding the ulama of our country. Dear listeners, before speaking about our dear Maulana Tahir Lik Rahimahullah, I'd like to mention the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regards to the passing away of ulama and the value of a genuine scholar, a genuine alim. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that وَمَوْتُ الْعَالِمِ مُصِيبَةٌ لَا تُجْبَرُ. The death of an alim is such a calamity that cannot be restored. وَثُلْمَةٌ لَا تُسَدْ, and a gap that cannot be filled. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَهُوَ نَجْمٌ طُمِسْ, and the death of an alim is actually a star that has been extinguished. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, وَمَوْتُ قَبِيلَةٍ أَيْسَرُ مِن مَوْتِ عَالِمْ, the death of an entire tribe is more insignificant, is lighter than the death of a true, genuine, a single true, genuine alim. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to grant sabr, to grant huge rewards to all those that have lost ulama in their family, in their communities, and in the ummah at large. And we ask Allah to grant us the companionship of genuine and true ulama. Regarding our Honorable Mawlana Tahir, rahimahullah ta'ala, with Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, we've known Mawlana for many years, for approximately the last 18 to 19 years, Maulana was a very vibrant, approachable person who we always look forward to being with. Alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity of spending quality time with Maulana during the few years that I lived in Cape Town. That was between 2005, 6 and 7. And Alhamdulillah, we were practically together every day during those years. Alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity of teaching together and visiting the various madrasas together. And generally, my wife, my better half, used to refer to Maulana Tahir and Maulana Yusuf Saadin as my two big brothers in Cape Town. Maulana was not just an alim by name, but Maulana was extremely passionate in what he did. Maulana was the imam of Masjidul Da'wah in Beacon Valley in Mitchell's Plain. Maulana used to have classes for the adults at nights. He taught many how to recite the Quran Kareem, and many adults were taught how to recite the Quran Kareem in a matter of a few weeks. Allahu Akbar. In the mornings, Maulana used to teach books of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like the Sahih al-Bukhari, Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, to a few students. Allahu Akbar. Maulana had an excellent command over the Arabic language. And when reading, I remember Maulana hardly ever needed to use the Arabic dictionary, the Arabic to English dictionary. Maulana loved reading and studying. When Maulana Tahir Rahimahullah spoke, you could hear that a true scholar is speaking. And one of the most salient qualities of Maulana was he never ever shied away from speaking the truth. He never ever shied away from speaking the truth, irrespective of who the individual may have been. Allahu Akbar. Maulana had immense love for his asatida, for his teachers, especially Maulana Qasim Sima Rahmatullah Alayh. And Maulana held onto Maulana Qasim Sima Rahmatullah Alayh's teachings very, very firmly. I remember Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Mufti AK, who is also a ustad, one of the teachers of our Maulana Tahir Rahmatullah Alayh. On one occasion when I accompanied Mufti Saab to Cape Town, and after visiting various masajid and having programs at many of the masjids, I asked Mufti Saab that what was the highlight of your trip to Cape Town. So Mufti Saab, he replied by saying that Maulana Tahir Lik and family. Thereafter he said that Maulana Tahir is a waliullah. So Mufti Saab was really touched by the fact that Maulana Tahir Rahimahullah had 8 children, and every one of them is a Hafidhul Quran. Allahu Akbar. So how amazingly he, Maulana Tahir, and his honorable wife attended to the upbringing, to the tarbiyah of their children. Allahu Akbar. Maulana's sons, mashaAllah, are brilliant reciters of the Quran Kareem. Qari Hassan, Qari Isa, Musa, and the youngest of them all, mashaAllah, Abdullah, all of them recite Quran so well. Each and every one of them are so talented in the way they recite the Quran Kareem. To us, Maulana was like a family member. My beloved uncle Ahmad Dokrat, he regarded Maulana as a son. Allahu Akbar. Many of our family members that visited Cape Town made sure that they called Maulana. Maulana would go out of his way from the time you would arrive in Cape Town. Maulana made everyone feel important, made everyone feel special. My dear parents were also extremely fond of Maulana, and Alhamdulillah, they visited Maulana just a few weeks before he had passed on. Amongst the many aspects that I learned from Maulana was he strongly advised people to make istighfar, to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. And on many occasions I heard Maulana mentioning the words of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that man lazim al istighfar, جعل الله له من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. Whoever constantly seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will make a way out of every distress, and Allah will relieve this person from every anxiety, and Allah will provide sustenance for this person from where he does not even expect. Allahu Akbar. And one of the very salient qualities of Maulana also was that Maulana was extremely punctual with his salat in Jamaat. Allah grant me, grant each and every one of us the tawfiq of bringing these qualities in our lives. And whenever Maulana used to make dua, I heard him making this wonderful dua, Allahumma ja'ali dunya fi aydina wa la taj'alha fi qulubina, meaning that, oh Allah, grant us this dunya in our hands and don't place it in our hearts. Don't allow it to enter into our hearts. So when I used to hear this, I initially thought this was Maulana's dua, and later I discovered that this was the dua made by one of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, a dua for everyone to learn that Allah grant us this dunya in our hands and don't allow it to enter into our hearts. And there's so much that we can say with regards to Maulana. I remember towards the end of December last year, I called Maulana while in the haram in Makkah Mukarram, and I told Maulana that I was thinking of him, and he told me, please make dua for me. He had just been diagnosed with an autoimmune condition known as motor neuron disease. And this particular disease leads to muscle weakness. This was a huge shock to everyone. Maulana himself was happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few months later, one of my dear uncles, Uncle Farooq, my dad's brother, also, alhamdulillah, Allah reward him immensely, he encouraged Maulana to go to India, to an area known as Kerala in the south of India, for some alternate treatment, with the hope that inshallah this may make a difference to Maulana's condition. Alhamdulillah, Maulana performed Umrah. Maulana went for Umrah. Thereafter, Maulana spent about close to a month in India, and Maulana returned home a few weeks just before the month of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, on the day Maulana returned, alhamdulillah, we visited him, and it was just a week after Eid al-Fitr. It was on the 11th of June that we received the sad news of the passing away of our Maulana. And really, when arriving at Maulana's home, you saw hundreds of people. Dozens of them were ulama, they were family members, people of the community. They all gathered, and everyone were in tears. Maulana's son, Qari Hassani, led the janazah salah at the Lentakhir Masjid. This is one of the biggest masjids in Cape Town, and this masjid was filled to capacity. Maulana truly was a selfless imam to his community. He was a compassionate father to many people. He was a brother, he was a friend, he was a confidant, he was an advisor. So we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to fill Maulana's qabr with noor. Allah ta'ala grant sabr jameel to his honorable wife, Muallima Rahma, to his children, to his father, to his siblings, and all those that he loved, and those who loved Maulana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite all, one and all, with him in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. We say Jazakallahu khair to our Maulana Ubaidullah for the opportunity. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.